Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today we have a special guest, a wonderful young man, Sid Cartwright. But before I get to my guest, Sid, today, I want to share with my new listeners, with my new audience, what the hell is this show about? Reality Spirituality. What? Who is she? What is this show? This show is about everyday life experiences. We focus on our common day, everyday life journey, experiences, relationships, what happens on the road, what happens when you're waiting in line in the supermarket, what happens at work, what happens with your relationships, what happens with parents, what happens with children. This show is about everyday experiences, and I know I said that five times, but that's really what it is about, and how these experiences and how we can live connected, how we live connected to the universe. I use the term universe. Some people use the term God, source energy, ancestors, spirit. It doesn't matter. How to live connected, how to live balanced, how to live in that place where you know, without a doubt, you flow without resisting. You know that everything is in order. You know that anything that's happening is for your betterment. You know that this journey is perfectly planned. You surrender, you trust, and you let go of all of it. This show, my focus is on happiness, and I call myself a happiness specialist, and the reason being is, to me, for me, my number one priority over everything in the world, anything, relationships, health, money, job, titles, weight, it doesn't matter, is my number one priority is happiness. And what does that mean? That means that in every moment, I have a choice. I choose whether to create peace or I choose to create drama. I choose to be happy or I choose to be angry. I mean, and quite frankly, sometimes I have to say that I'm going to admit it. I'm not running around here skipping through the rose bushes and, no, that would really hurt if I skipped through rose bushes because of the thorns. Skipping through daisies, and things happen. Life always throws me a curveball. Someone might say something, and I'm not really feeling centered or balanced, and I'm automatically irritated. So what this journey for me is about, living consciously, being different and making different choices than I did a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, looking in the mirror and accepting everything I see, accepting me, accepting my decisions, accepting who I am, accepting what I have, what I don't have, accepting all of it. And acceptance is a huge, huge key to a foundation for happiness. And with that, this show has evolved into what it is today. I love sharing, and my special guest today, I have to say, is someone that I've known for, 17, 18 years, and he is a husband, a father, a universal brother to my only son, and my spiritual soulmate. I'm so grateful to have this young man in my life, and he is a huge reason for my own spiritual and personal growth. When we met, he looked into my eyes and said, "All I see is drama." Can you imagine somebody saying this to you when they first meet you? And he was right. And one of the things that I pride myself in enjoying, in loving, in embracing is the truth. And I have to say, I was a person that was easily angered, moody. My way or the highway was always, of course, I was always right about everything. And this poor guy found me, met me, and together, listen, he wasn't no perfect angel himself, but together we have been on this journey of growth, of expanding, of evolving, sharing back and forth. We bounce ideas off of each other, and I am so proud and so happy and so honored to have my soulmate, Sid Cartwright, on Reality Spirituality. Sid, you are live on the show. Hi, welcome to the show, Sid.
Oh, whoa.
What do you think? How was my intro?
Oh, damn. You are fashion. That's you. I like the intro from Nathan's song all the way up until everything you just said. I mean, you damn near broke down a book and
Well, listen, I don't have you on the show just to make you just to make me feel good about who I am, but keep going.
but you know what? I'm gonna tell you right off the top, sweetie. One of the key things you said, and I'm on it. You said my priority is happiness. Because if you judge all of my actions. And from time to time, like you said, sometimes, you know, somebody will say something, get under my skin, whatever. Okay, instead of judging yourself, my main thing is that, man, you know what? To me, it's like when you said my priority is happiness, I don't know. It was like it meant more than just an action of kindness or being able to resist saying something back to someone. That's an action, but the making it a priority is not an action. It comes from within. You know, it's like it's the root. And now, like you said, from time to time, there's gonna be some sour apples come off the tree or whatever. But the root of it is an apple tree. You know what I mean? And I produce, and it's not about what you produce. It's about the fact that you are. It was like I said, okay, that's, I don't know why, but I locked in on that. You said that is my priority. And fuck the outcome of it and what happened. Anyway, I wanted to share, I thought that was like the coolest shit ever because I'm going to tell you something, sweetie. Anyway, yeah. It's just.
Well, you know, And let's just stay on that for a second because I started teaching a couple of weeks ago. I started teaching in Arcadia at the community center, this brand new class. It's called The Importance of Happiness. And I remember talking to you about the title and asking you if you thought the science of happiness, but it's really called The Importance of Happiness. And I gave my students homework last week, and the first question, because my point is really to try to, you know, make people aware or mindful of what they're doing, their behaviors, their words. And my first question on their homework was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? Okay, I have 4 people, and how many people do you think said 10?
Zero.
Well, you're close. One person said 10, but everybody else said 9 or 8 or 9. Actually, I had two nines and 1 8 and 1 10. But this is the thing. If I ask anyone, do you want to be happy? People are going to say, hell yeah, I want to be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? But the thing is, it's a commitment. Wanting to be happy and really putting in the work to be happy, it's like, okay, so you want to play at Radio City. You want to play Carnegie Hall. You want to play a violin at Carnegie Hall. You can't just want to play the violin. You have to practice. You have to put in the time. And this happiness shit is not easy, and you have to put in time. You're on the clock 24/7.
Yeah, you can say on the clock or on vacation.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, look. All right, let's simplify it. But listen, don't say just because I simplify doesn't mean that it's easy to do. But the bottom line is that, God damn it, let you be you and let me be me and then be done with the shit. And then as long as you are allowing everyone to be themselves and allowing you to be yourself, then how in the fuck are you ever going to be unhappy? I mean, really, I don't give a fuck if you just said you hate, the sky for being blue. You hate... I don't you hate, and I don't care what you like. I can listen to you all day long, but I don't care. That is not. I'm telling you, I'm really getting into this shit where it's like it's so simple, but why is it so goddamn simple? And I still like ah. I tried to make a man feel one way today about his child. I looked at him and I looked at his child, and I wanted him to understand. Look, man. You know, love the little boy, you know. And he looked at me like with energy that I didn't truly understand because I'm not him. I could judge it and say he looked at me confused. I could say he looked at me like he understood. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that look was he gave me today. But I know this. I said to myself, God damn it, you were trying to make him feel a certain way. Leave people the fuck alone.
So tell me where. So you were someplace today. Were you in a store or in the street? I mean, what was the situation?
It was in the airport, and the man was walking with his little boy, and it was, you know, they had their luggage and they were walking. I thought they looked so nice together, but he was kind of pulling the boy a little bit, you know, and I wanted him to enjoy the moment and understand that it's precious and blah 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 blah, motherfucker. Leave people alone. See, I'd be happy if I left everybody the fuck alone. Yeah. And you can try to bother me, but I'm working on that. And you know, that allowing people in shit. Fuck that, man. You know, listen. Anyway, yeah. This is you know, it's time to take over one's world. This is my world, and that's your world, and you can run your world any way you choose. And I can pretend like your world affects my world if I want to, but I would just be pretending, because no one can make you mad unless you were already mad. No one can make you happy unless you were already happy. And homes and cars and rings and marriages and vacations don't make you happy. So you can stop with all that bullshit. So the bottom line is, you know what? It's an internal thing. And if you just leave everybody alone and accept yourself for who you are, regardless of what that may be at this moment, then no one else's opinion can matter because you already accepted yourself. So that eased life right there, and then you ain't fucking with nobody else, and you'll be happy. But, boy, is that hard to do. I don't know, you know, just...
Well, you know, another thing I asked my class, and these were just yes or no answers. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you choose your emotions? And everybody answered, can other people hurt your feelings? Yes. Can other people offend you? Yes. Can other people disappoint you? Yes. All of them said yes. And do you choose your emotions? No. And then at the end, I asked, do you blame other people or your circumstances for how you feel? And, of course, yes, I do. So listen. We used to do the same thing. We would blame other people. We would let other people hurt our feelings. We would let other people offend us. People would disappoint me all the time. But share with my audience that there is another way to live, but it's not, it doesn't just happen overnight.
Yeah. Well, that's because, it becomes your culture. It becomes, goddamn, you're programmed from day one that your feelings can be hurt if someone says something that you don't like, or if someone offends you, to put your guards up. You've learned that from day one. So, you just don't stop everything you learn and just turn around. I don't know. It didn't happen like that for me. It may happen like that for you. I don't give a fuck. It didn't happen like that for me. What happens for me is, time to time, I have little issues. So, but my priority is happy.
Right.
That's
right.
The root of who I am. And that's why I like what you said. I like that.
And I think that is the, when you're building a home or any kind of building, you have to have a foundation. And when your foundation and when your priority, and I mean priority, is happiness, then everything else not necessarily falls into place. But if that is your priority, if that is your blueprint, if that is it for you, then you're going to find everything, every way to get that, to obtain that, to experience that, to create more of that in your life. At least that's what I think.
Well, I'll put it like this. Once it becomes your priority, once it becomes what you want most, like you said, I'll tell you what, you may get off track. It's the main highway. You're coming back. I mean, and that's what we were talking about the other day, the moment. If you're going to come back. That moment is over. It's time to come back. And if your route and your priority is that, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll get off from time to time, but you're going to be fine. But this, sweetie, the key is making it your priority. That's what's
priority and a commitment, the commitment to it, priority and the commitment and the unwavering commitment to it.
Well, once you get that, you're on the right track. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
I have a caller, and it's area code 337. You are on live on Reality Spirituality. Area code 337. What's your first name?
My name is Candace.
Hi, Candace. What's going on?
Well, I would love to see what do you see going for my life this year, insights for this year.
Okay. So, Sid, do you have an answer? Candace wants to know insights. Can you feel any insights about how her life is going to unfold this year? I have an answer. Go ahead, Sid.
I'll tell you. Look, your life is perfect right now, and next year your life will be perfect as well. There's nothing wrong. You're just going through experiences. And the experiences that you're going through have already been planned. So you're just going through experiences.
Yep. So whatever, we just put that person on hold because that wasn't you laughing at yourself, was it?
No. Oh, I didn't know that.
So see, that's what happens with live radio, right?
Oh, I didn't know they were laughing. They were laughing?
If that's what it sounded like.
Oh, I didn't know what they were doing. Anyway, they didn't buy it.
Let me say this, because sometimes I do get people calling and asking about the future and wanting to know about the future. And I answer the same way you just did, maybe a little bit differently. But you said something earlier in the week or maybe 2 weeks ago. You were talking about forever and being focused on forever, being focused on the future, being focused on forever as opposed to enjoying the present moment and living in the present moment.
Yeah, well, like she said, next year, 10 years, 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Are there any, what is the most important? This moment or 5 seconds from now? So this very moment right here outweighs any of the moments beyond it or before it. And I just think when you put this moment on a scale and you truly understand what that means, that means that the next moment is something that doesn't even exist. You have to, when that happens, you just respond different to life. I know I did because I don't like the waste. I mean, I whether they're wasting or not, I just want to live it to its fullest. That's all.
Well, I remember last week you I don't even remember what you did to anger me so much. I don't even remember, because I mean our little imbalances happen so infrequently, but when they do happen, it's really kind of like, what the hell? I mean, my Sid Cartwright is irritating. I don't even remember what happened, Sid. I really don't remember what happened.
I don't remember what it was about, but I remember how it happened. What happened was you said something.
Oh, okay. I remember now. Okay, let me just tell the story a little bit. I remember now. I was you're helping me with a family issue, and for some reason the person that we're dealing with, not a day-to-day basis but maybe a monthly basis, forgot to tell somebody. Anyway, I thought it was because you didn't relay the message. I had to relay a message. I was upset because I thought you took care of it, and then I got on the phone and put my 2 cents in, and I left you a message, and I said, if you don't want to help me, if you don't want to help me, that's okay. I'll do it. And then of course I take it to another level, and then we talked, and then what happened?
Well, my issue was, you spoke to the house man or whatever his name would be, the gentleman that runs the house.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought that what you had said to him wasn't necessary. So because I had already judged what you had said as wrong.
Judge, yes.
Yeah, once I judged you as wrong in your behavior, then I went on attack, because that's what you do. After you judge people, you execute them. And so once I did that, and I could have looked at, you could look at it another way. I could look at it with my ego and say, well, if you hadn't stepped out of line, I wouldn't have had to, I wouldn't have gotten angry. I could look at it like that. But But I like looking at it the way I look at it because, if that had been okay with me, what you had done, then there wouldn't have been a fight. But it wasn't okay what you had done. So I let you know what you, and then it became a fight. So what happened later in the day was I said, okay, I realized something about the moment and the future. And I realized that the moment outweighs the future. And so when you think that, oh, I'll call 10 minutes from now, and I said, well, in this emotion called love, I experienced something, and that you don't let moments go by. I mean, even if you just had an argument, or if you just whatever, whenever there is time, or whenever that moment comes that gives you the opportunity to say I love you, or be kind, or a touch, or whatever it may be, with my new understanding of this moment and in time being the most precious thing, you put everything down and I called you.
We had called you
and I said, you know, look, I don't care about what it was or what it wasn't, or I had no business. And that's the cool thing about that love thing. You find a way to find yourself in the equation as opposed to someone else. And it was like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, I figured out how I caused it. And now I'm saying not another moment could go by. Not one more second. Because seconds are precious. And I don't know if the next second is coming or not. How did you, you know, I don't even like to even think about that anymore. As you know, I know you got a plan for how you're going to live when you get old and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to this day-to-day living, I'll just have to let the retirement plan do its thing or whatever. But I've got to take care of this very moment myself. You know, there's a way I want to be remembered or live or whatever the case may be. And that's important. And, and that opportunity can or cannot come. And I want to see you right now. So I called you and I told you I loved you, and we made up, and we didn't even talk about what had happened.
you said something that day about looking, or this notion of forever, forever after, happily ever after, forever looking in the future. And I'm telling you, I had to look at myself because I am always, but I know I was taught, and it's just basically an unlearning of what I was taught, that the next moment, the future, what's going to happen tomorrow is going to be better than what's happening now. And what it really is, because it's an energy for me, it's an energy of dissatisfaction. It's an energy of dissatisfaction in this moment. For whatever reason, I'm not sad. I mean, and when I say dissatisfaction, it could be just like a little pee under the mattress. It could be just a little thing. Well, I'm not satisfied with everything in this moment. Not everything. I would like to change this. I wouldn't mind if I changed that. So everything, I can't be happy with everything, can I? I can't be satisfied with everything. And what I really know is if I have any energy, or even if it's a speck, even if it's just a grain of sand of dissatisfaction in this moment, I know for sure I'm taking that dissatisfaction into my future moments. There's no way around it.
Check you out. Well, my issue was how I focused on how it ended, how it would end. You know, like the friendship, what will be the ending. I'm telling you, I wish I could say I was just as concerned about what the hell was going on at the present moment, but that wasn't what was important. My shit was, how did it end? The noble question. I thought that was, like a superior way of thinking. Yeah. It's not about how it began, it's how it ends. No.
Well, yes, it is how it ends, not how it begins. Well, we have another caller on the line who wants to join in our conversation. This is area code 402. Area code 402, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Kulelani. Thank you for taking my call again.
Hey, Kulelani, I remember talking to you before. Hi, sweetie.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? What's going on?
Nothing. I just got I got my mom over here, and I got a couple things going on as far as avenues in career and different things like that. And I was just wanting to see if you saw anything, like turning over.
Okay, Sid, I'm going to throw it to you. Do you see anything turning over in her life as far as career? Do you see anything that is notable for the future? She just joined us.
No, I don't see into the future.
See, you've listened to the show before, and you know that we're always talking about the moment and the present moment and the future, and everything is in perfect order. And the thing is, for me, is when I'm into the future or when I'm thinking about the future, it actually really subtracts from my happiness. And it's really, for me, it's really about getting to a place where I'm, this moment is everything. This moment right now, our conversation right here with you, my dear, is everything right now. This is it. This is 4th of July. This is Christmas. This is New Year's. This right now, this is it. What do you think?
Yeah, I've been telling myself that a lot, and it's kind of like it's delayed me from, like, just, getting focused on things that I need to get into motion. Even though I'm, like, laying different things down, I'm really in the moment a lot of the time, and time is going by fast when you're in the moment. It goes by really fast, and I got a lot of things going on, and I know that everything has a divine timing and planning and stuff, but, I don't know, I'm one of those people that used to like to open their Christmas presents before Christmas. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the things I've learned too is, listen, I and Sid will vouch for this. I mean, where's my radio show that's heard around the world? Where's my television show? Where's my New York Times best-selling book? Where's all of that stuff? And I had to really give all of that stuff up because it just did not work. It was draining. It was draining my happiness. And what I really had to do, and honestly, I've come to realize that this isn't the only lifetime I'm in. This isn't the only, it's not my plan. I can't speed the universe up. I can't slow it down. I can't make it happen. I can't make it not happen. The only thing I can do is relax and not resist and flow and give up and surrender to everything that's going on. I know that it's not easy to do, but it's the only thing. Otherwise, you're just going to be frustrated. Are you frustrated? Frustrated with things not happening and time going by.
No, I'm not frustrated because I have faith. I was just wondering which one of the things is going to happen. That's basically what I was thinking.
Okay, well, the thing that's going to happen is the thing that is in perfect order to happen. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what's going to happen in my life either. And one of the things that I had to learn how to do is be okay and be comfortable with uncertainty. Be happy with uncertainty. Be happy with not knowing. Sid?
Yeah, I got a question for the caller. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, so do you believe that what's best is going to happen? I mean, like, do you
always?
Do you,
it's always like I believe what comes to happen is like either a blessing or a lesson. I believe
wow.
that everything is a purpose, and I'm like, and I feel things that sometimes are like divinely already laid out, and sometimes some people can get like a sneak peek in where you can't necessarily see because you're focused somewhere else. You know, like everybody's perspective is different. And I just like to listen. And then, you know, like I got some things underway, but there's some things that, I mean, because I live such in the moment and by faith alone, it's like,
well, where is your frustration coming from?
There isn't really any frustration. I mean, I've had expectations that didn't meet. Other than that, there's nothing that really isn't that frustrating. It's more like learning about myself and learning about the situation and learning about other people and learning about life. So I can't really say that it was like frustrating. I can say that it didn't necessarily, things didn't turn out as I pictured it or as I thought it was going to be. The steps were different. The goal was still the same, you know.
Okay, but when you called, you called and you said, can you see, you know, what's going to happen, or, you know, can you...
No,
can
like,
you,
see, what, like, which, what is going to turn out? Like, I have different things going on in my life.
Right.
And I put in a lot of work into trying to find something, like, that's going to work as far as hours and career and with my family. And I was just wondering if you feel like, well, oh, yeah, you know that application that you put in on Tuesday, that one, I feel that one. That one might be a hot one. I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, you know I don't do that.
Yeah, well, just, you know.
She was just curious. Sid, you have another question?
No, I don't have any more questions. You seem like
So the thing is just being, it's being uncomfortable with uncertainty.
It's getting comfortable with the uncertainty, like enjoying being like, you know, tested in your faith and tested in your beliefs and tested in like knowing that you're doing the right thing, even if, you know, you don't see necessarily the light at the end of the tunnel, you believe it's there. So, you know, eventually you see it. Because you keep on going.
Well, let me say this. Knowing that you're doing the right thing, it's really out of your control. You know, you don't have control over what's going to happen you really don't. You have control over your perspective. You have control over your behavior when you're responding, your attitude, your response, your personal vibration. But, Sid, can you talk on thinking that you are designing or you have control over what happens?
No, I think that there's opportunities in front of you. There's doors and there's things that you can go and reach out for. And sometimes, you know, like you can like reach on point. Sometimes you're a little, you know, like you're just not there quite, you know, it's just, you know, getting through and MacGyvering through life and making everything kind of like feng shui, you know, in one way by like.
Okay, hold on, because I'm going to put you on hold right now. Sid, did you want to talk a little bit about, you know, having control over or making a move or applying for a job and you're making all this stuff happen?
Well, I say if you're inspired to fill out the application, fill it out. But understand that's, you know, after that, then the universe will decide, You know what I mean? And she understands that everything is going to happen for its best. And I've had some days where you wake up and you say, God damn, your best. Are you sure? But but I mean, later on and down the road, or even sometimes at that moment, I realize that you know, this, I just accept the fact that everything is, you know, whatever's happening. And it's not even where you get bad news, good news, and all these things. You put this label on the stuff, but I think control is the last thing we should be trying to get, because that's the very thing that you'll never have. So, you know, you have to live this. And so you do what you're inspired to do. Focus on the goal, the career, whatever you want, and live your inspiration. But also understand that once it's in the air, the universe will do with what it pleases, and accept and be okay with that. So you practice hard every day, and you go out and you run your drills, and you didn't make the football team, and so were you in the moment of trying out and working hard, were you living every moment so that regardless of what happens in the next is okay? Or were you half living that moment so that if the next moment doesn't work out, it's not okay? Well, see, you got to let it go. Well, you ain't got to let it go. It is gone. You have no control. So, you know, people can make predictions and things of that nature, but the bottom line is the universe will decide, and the universe knows best.
Hmm. Really, really well said. Really well said. I want you to touch on, because you have a really unique job where you have been surrounded by, you know, Jesus. Who haven't you met on this in this world? From and I'm not even throwing out names just to throw out names, but let's just say you've met. People from Dalai Lama, Queen of England, Presidents of the United States, Presidents of countries, so all the celebrities, sports figures. And the reason why I'm saying this is because please share with my audience what you've learned about these people that have, quote, all the money, all the power, and the guy on the street that is homeless. I mean, what have you learned from being around the most powerful people in the world and happiness?
Well, you know, it's not even about those people. You know, it's just like you can go from one community, wealthy community, to the poorest community. And the good thing, the interesting thing about it, I've been in both communities. I've been able to be in both communities. And I'll say this, that things and money and cars don't make people happy. That's what I know. That's what I've learned. Things don't, power doesn't make people happy. If power made people happy, the most powerful people in the world would be running around here giggling all the time. But power, money, if money made people happy, then why do some of the rich people aren't happy? If cars made people happy, then why did the guy, you know, over in the Lamborghini, why does he have a frown on his face? See, if a gorgeous body made you happy, then why aren't all the women with gorgeous body running around here and smiling?
Well, you said something a while ago. I'll never forget. You were telling me that you were around someone. It was one of the really big contributors in this governor campaign, and you said one insult from someone else would ruin this person's day. One insult would ruin a day.
And the thing about it is that, you know, look, you can go from the playground all the way to the executive boardroom. And the little boy says something to some little boy and he's angry. And then you go and you go to the executive boardroom and one guy says something and he's angry. It's just, the mentality doesn't change. I just, all I know is that I just know that money and things and power and lack of power, the hobo is the man that is begging for money, panhandling for money. He's just as some of them are just as angry as people who, you know, have billions of dollars. Like, there's no difference in the energy. And I've come to understand that, you know, because what, if you don't know how other people live, you don't know. You, I mean, you see them on television and you go, oh, there everybody's happy. And then you get to go to different communities, live different places, see different things, and you learn that, oh, man, wait a minute. The guys that are in the swimming pool are just as miserable as the guys that are out here with the water hose and what? What's up with that? That doesn't make any sense. And in some cases, the guys with the water hose are having more fun than the people in the swimming pool. And in some cases, the people in the swimming pool are having more fun than the, you know, it's all the same. You're going to find that the vibration's going to be there, whether the guy is rich or poor. If he's a rich guy or if he's a poor guy, if he runs around here, if he's happy, he's happy. It has nothing to do with what he has, but you can't, the program is so strong that you've been programmed to think it's what you have will make you happy. Or who you have next to you who will make you happy. Or what you buy next will make you happy. Or once your lights, names are in lights, that'll make you happy. If you aren't happy before your name are in lights, you won't be happy after your name are in lights.
Mm.
Lights don't make you happy.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's all. Anyway, hey, sweetie pie, I'm ready to wrap it up.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, one more thing about this judgment, because you said something earlier, which was
really
interesting. You said, after I judge, I'm ready to attack. And I just want to tell you today what happened to me before the show is, I went on one of my friend's Facebook pages, and she one of my favorite singers was on Saturday Night Live. Her name is Sia. And Sia doesn't like to perform with her face to the audience. She's into this, you know, I don't want anybody to recognize me. I don't want to be famous. Being famous is not what I want to do. I just want to write good music. And, I mean, she's really good. And so one of my friends put, oh, did you see her? She's so odd. And Sid, when I read that on Facebook, listen, I judged my friend for not liking Sia or saying that Sia was odd. And do you know that I never post things on Facebook. I went and I put links and I said, oh, she's a great singer. You don't even know all the songs that she's a multimillionaire. She's so talented. And Sid, I went on like you said, went on the quote unquote attack. So I just. And that's really, I mean, it's not what I did, but for some reason I didn't want anybody to say that she's odd, because she's not odd. She's just different and she's just unique. So I just love your statement about the judgments.
Yeah. I'll say that. And listen, I mean, when you hear an opinion that you don't necessarily agree with, it is within your nature to judge the statement. If you agree with it, you don't give it any goddamn judgment. You just lop it up. But if you don't agree with the statement, you got to judge it. And then after you judge it, you got to execute. And then after you execute, you feel like, I don't know. I don't feel good. I don't like that vibration. Right? And so the least I do of it, the happier I seem to stay. That's all I know. So. Whether the statement is something it's not truth, or is it, it's not right, or it's.
So you said, so say that again. You said as soon as you see a statement or hear a statement that you don't like.
Yeah, that I don't agree with. Then I.
That I don't agree with.
I immediately I start judging it. Oh, and I'm going to find what's wrong about it. You can believe that. I'm not going to find any truth in it. Now, you can count that out. Once I put judgment on it, judgment means it's only bad.
That is true. There's usually no there's no good judgment then, huh?
Well, no, like I told you, when you hear something you do agree with, you just engulf that. You don't even taste it. The only thoughts that you really, really get into are the thoughts that you disagree with. That's when you taste the salt and the pepper and the vinegar and the whatever else. You really get into the taste, and you devour it, and you begin to judge every aspect of it. Uh-huh. And then you get into that. But if it's something you're just wonderful. Every now and then maybe somebody say something, you get in, get into it or something. But so if you agree with it, no. But when you don't agree with something, that's when your judgment ears pop up.
Well, I love that. And it's very true. And then the last thing, and I know I'll let you go. This is just really quick. About being yourself and the importance of learning and being yourself and being okay with yourself.
Well, listen, sweetie, that was one of the biggest lessons you helped me with. It was I'm not a macho guy. Okay. A lady told me the other day, she said, she said, you should call yourself a bodyguard. That's better. That's more attractive. And I said, yeah, but, I am not that kind of person. And so in this world in which I live, or the world which I grew up in and the world which I live now, men that are deemed, strong, or human beings that are deemed strong, are the dominant force, like the alpha male in the wolf pack or something. Well, if I were in the wolf pack, I'm not going to be the alpha male. And that's okay with me. See? Because I don't want to do all the, that's not my, I'll figure out a way to be the alpha male another way. I'm not going to have to fight. And I don't want to do it like that. I'll do some intellectual stimulation, some philosophy and stuff, and but that's my world. And so it was interesting that I had to accept myself for who I was, trying to, and not even try or want or think that anything is wrong with who I am. Like, you're supposed to be the kind of guy that, the girl, she's standing there, and you could tell she wants to kiss you, so you grab her by the waist and you pull over and you kiss her. And she kisses you back, and that's not me. Never did nothing like that. Ain't never gonna do nothing like that.
But see, that's what's really that's a really big statement. It is learning. It's same with me. Learning who I really am. Who am I really? I'm not this person running around here with the hammer, beating everybody over the head with it, thinking that's who I was. And it's really important to embrace who you are. But then you have to really discover who you are and then accept it and be okay with it and say, wow, this is really cool. This is really neat. This is who I really am. I'm a softie. I'm a pushover. I'm a marshmallow. I'm not this hard person that likes to fight with people. Am I?
Well, and the thing about it is, and if you are and you're enjoying what you're doing, well, then more power to you. Find more people like you and you guys get into it. I don't have any problem with it. I don't think anything's wrong with you if you are like that. I'm just saying that if you're not like that, it's okay. And it's okay if you are like that. It's just okay. Listen, the bottom line is whatever comes natural and easy, just go ahead and be that and be okay with it. Regardless if somebody calls you lazy or somebody calls you hyper or whatever they call you.
Okay, so see, now you said it right there. Just be okay with who you. No. You said this. You said if it feels easy, if it feels good, if it. In other words, if it fits, it's like putting on a comfortable shoe that fits. It fits. It fits perfectly. It feels good. So if it feels natural, if it feels good, if it feels like a fit.
And I got news. If you're doing it, it does fit. So wear it. And when you stop, it no longer fits. And then you won't be wearing it. So my thing is that whatever you're doing, that's the fit for you right now. Oh, no, I should be doing this. Whatever you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. That's the fit for you right now. And then when you stop doing that and start doing something else, then this new fit will be for you. You don't even have to try. Just whatever you are, that's what you're supposed to be. You're argumentative, whatever you are right now, that's what you're supposed to be. And don't let anybody sit up and beat you up and make you think you're less than. Quiet right now. And you know you should be like this. You got to be more. Just listen, if you're comfortable being quiet, go ahead and be quiet. You're going to be quiet as long as you're supposed to be quiet. That's all I'm saying. And it's like we're making life a little too hard to live because not understanding that this moment is perfect will keep you spinning. So that's all it
is. And with that, that is a wrap. That is what a great conversation we had. I really, really thank you for being on the show. I'm going to put you on. Hold on a second. But I just want to thank Sid Cartwright for being on the show, and I know my listeners are going to get a lot out of our conversation. We covered a lot of topics. We covered a lot of topics, and the most important. Well, all of them were important, but from prioritizing happiness to accepting ourselves to being who we are. It was just a great conversation. And Reality Spirituality is heard, you know, I don't know if the show is going to be heard every Saturday and Sunday, but for definitely on Sunday. But you know what? I'm going to say every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you like the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, you can find that on Amazon right now. And I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Hold on a second. I'm ending the show. Uh-oh. Oops.